Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara, just before the Mishnah, the Gemara is discussing the halacha which we passed in the Gemara before in Shittas Abiyosi, in the pigle of the Chatois HaPnimiyos, which Abiyosi holds, you cannot be Mechashiv on the Pnim, on the Avodas Pnim, either like we explained earlier, because the machshava of Pnim is a problem, or because you're not allowed to be mechashiv on two different places, the Avodah and the Mokim has to be in the same place, says the Gemara, Alochei Kei Reb Yosi. And the Gemara asks, that Lechei Hilchas Ale Meshicha, Omele Abaye, Ale Ma'ata Kol Shechitas Kodshim, Loili Lisni, because everything is Hilchas Ale Meshicha, it's only Negea, Bizman HaMikdosh, says the Gemara, Alochei Kei Amina, that Akoponim, we don't have to pass in the Alochei, that the halacha is like a biyosi, which is only negea b'zman hamikdash, or like Tosis explains, this is only negea in a case where you have a machshov of a psul of pigel. The Briskerov asks, that l'chayyah, why does the Gemara say over here, that the halacha is only negea l'mashicha, when we when Mashiach comes? The halacha is, we paskin l'halacha, makrivin afal pisha ein bayis. We're allowed to be makriv kolbonis nowadays, even if we don't have a b'z hamikdash. The halacha is that the Bis HaMikdosh is not ma'akiv for the hakrovas hakorbonus. Memeila l'chayyah, it's negea even nowadays, if someone will be makriv b'mokim HaMikdosh, even if he doesn't have a Bis HaMikdosh. Memeila, why does the Gemara say it is only negea hilchas l'mishicha? Says the Biskerov that b'emes if you make a cheshbin, the Gemara over here is discussing the chatois ha'pnimiyos, which is a payim ha'kipurim, payim dovah shel tzibur, and a payim moshiach. Says the Biskerov, all of these korbonos are not negea nowadays. They're not applicable nowadays, even if we have a halacha of makrivin afal pishein bayis. And the reason is because first of all, on Yom Kippur, which is a kohen gadol, a pai kohen gadol, and the soy of the kohen gadol, we need to have a kohen gadol which is only minui of a kohen gadol. The pointing of the kohen gadol needs to have a bezdin of shivim ve'echod, 71, a big Sanhedrin, in order to go mi memane, a kohen gadol. Memele nowadays, you can't have a yichatimtze, since we don't have a bezin of shivim ve'echod, to be memane, to appoint a kohen gadol, and therefore a par kohen gadol, and the korbanos of Yom Kippur, cannot apply nowadays, even if we hold makiv and afa v'shein bais. So too, the pailem dovah shel tzibu, the hayros, bezdin, like we learned in Hurias, is only negea in the halacha of hayro of bezdin, shel shivim ve'echod. Memele, nowadays we do not have such a bezdin, it is not negea, pailem dovah shel tzibu. So too, the pailem dovah shel tzibu, even though it's a korban tzibu, but we don't have a halacha of a tumah hutra b'tzibu in the case where the korban is not kavua loizman. And therefore the pailem dovah shel tzibu cannot be brought b'tumah, and memele cannot be brought nowadays, even though makriv and afal pishein bais. And so too by the third Chatois HaPnimis, which is a Pakoim Moshiach, it is also not nowadays, since the Bais Sheni was already Nignaz the Shemen HaMishcho, and the Mele, we cannot have a Yichatimtze of a Koim Moshiach nowadays to bring a Korban Bifnim, even though we hold Makivin Afal Pishein Bais. The Mele is very Gishmak that the Gemara says, in our Gemara, which is discussing Chatois HaPnimis, is only Negea Hilchas HaLemeshicha. Rebel Soloveitchik in his Shurim, Shuri agreed, he adds on, that another reason why the pnimiyos are not negea bizman hazeh is because the Gemara says earlier in Daf Mem Amud Aleph that any avoido in oil moyed, the halacha is that im nifches or tikra shel heichol, if there's no tikra, there's no roof onto the heichol, lo yoyom mazeh, there's no hazoyis done in oil moyed. Mamela, all these korbanos which need to have hazoyis done in oil moyed, there's no halacha makrivin afa pishein bais, because the hazoyis in oil moyed, it goes into the klal of nifches or tikra shel heichol, lo yoyom mazeh. Mamela, it's not again nowadays. Now, even though if he'll do a zrika shalimim koimoi, he'll do a zrika on the mizbeach, which would not have a locha mizbeach apnimi, it would also be kosher, like Gemara says earlier in the Chav Zayin, but al kaponim is no machsheves pigel on a zrika shalimim koimoi. Memeile weiter, it's not nigea, the halocha, which the Gemara says by us, only le Mashiach, and that's what the Gemara asks, hilchas le Mashiach. This is a cheshbon, which the Biskerov and the Beryl, they say, why these korbonos are only nigea, Mitzah Hashem, Bizman Moshiach, will come b'mehir of Yomeinu. The Mishnah, moving further on, is now the new sugya of Kodshei Akum. The Gemara, the Mishnah brings down a case, the Kodshei Ovidei Kechovim, the Goyim have a ribui, like you'll see soon in the Gemara, that they and Israel they could be korbanos, and the Mishnah says a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, kotshi ovi kechavim ichayovin aleim shempigel v'nuisa v'tomei, v'ashuichton b'chutz potzah divrei Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosi is mechayif. Rashi in the Mishnah explains, mefarish v'gemora says Rashi, ukshe es nadvum l'gavoya akoma. We are discussing korbanos which the goyim this is more makriv or misnadiv l'gavoya for the Beis Hamikdash. Now, look here, you have to understand what the chiddush of Rashi is. It is partially we're discussing korbanos which they were makdish for the gavoya, for the Eibishter, not for their own avodah zara. We're not talking about korbanos of avodah zara. Memeila l'chir is poshet that we're talking about korbanos which they're being makiv for the Eibishter. Memeila, we have to understand what the chiddush of Rashi is and what is it coming la'afuka when he says that the din of the Mishnah is talking be'snadvum l'gavoya. Explains the Biskarov a very sadist thing in the Kuda over here to understand the whole sugya. Be'emes in the Gemara later on, in the last period in Zvachim, in the Gemara Kuf Tesvavah Medbeis, the Gemara says that from the days of Adam Rishon, there was already Akrovas Korbonos, Midin Akrovas Bomo. They used to build a Bomo and Makriv Korbonos, like we find in the Torah by the Ovis, and by Noach, Adam Rishon, they were all Makriv Korbonos. Says the Gemara in Akrovas of a Bomo, there's no difference between Zechorim and Nekevois. So too, allowed to be Makriv Behemo, Chayo, Ve'oif, even Korbanos, which are not Koyiv on the Beis HaMikdash in the Mishkan, but in the Akrovas Bomo, every Behemo is Mutter to be Koyiv, and so too a Balmum was Mutter in the Akrova of the Bomo. But says the Gemara, this was only until the Mishkan, once the Mishkan was Hukam, then there's Aloche of Korbanos, that Oilus have to be Zechorim, so too all Korbanos, there's Aloches, Yikomi Makiv Echayo, and a Balmum is possible on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, that these Aloches only apply to the Yidden, to the Yisrael, but Nochrim, Afilu Bizman Azeh, even nowadays, where there's Issa Bomois, Rishoyim Lasis Kain, they're still allowed to go and be Makiv Korbanos, Betoyas, Hakrovas Bomo. And Memela, when the Goyim will be Makiv Korbanos, Adz Hakrovas Bomo, they still have all the halachas of a Bomo, which was from Adam Rishon's days. They're allowed to be makiv any korban they want, even a balmum. Memela says the Biskarov, Bemis, if we understand what the Gemara says later on, it will come out that there's two separate palshias a goy has that he can be makiv korbanos. He can be makiv korbanos, that the Gemara says later, mitzad halacha of Hakrovas Bomo. And this is a din that he still retains the halacha, which even the Yidden had, Mimois Adam Rishon, a goy also has a Akrovas Bomo. But besides the Akrovas Bomo, there's a halacha that the goy is Nisrabe. In our sugya, like we'll see from the pasuk of Ish Ish, that a goy is Marbe, can also be Noider, Nedorim, Unedova is Kisrael. The ribui, which the Gemara learns out from the pasuk of Ish Ish, is telling us that a goy also has a kochi mikdosh. Not just a goy has a krovus of boma. A goy can also have a kochi mikdosh and he can be makivit inside the Beis HaMikdosh, just like the kochi Yisrael. This is a chidush in the parsha of Ish Ish, shegoyim noidim nadovin dovis ki Yisrael. So they have all two parshias. They have a parsha of kochi mikdosh and they have a parsha of kochi boma. Now, says the Biskarov, Rashi means to say that the snadvum legovoya means that we're discussing in our sugya this new mechudeshtige korban which the goyim have, that in Israbe, that they can also bring kochi mikdosh. This is the sugya over here, which is a shaila, there's a discussion on the machlokes, if there's a chiyuv or pigal noisa v'tomei, another dinim which we'll see in the sugya. Mashein kein in akrovas bomo, there's no alochis or pigal noisa v'tomei, you're allowed to even bring a balmum. And over there, there's no discussion b'chlal of the dinim of chiyuv chutz and all the other dinim which are in our sugya. Mamela, this is why Rashi says it's nadvum legavoya. It's discussing the kochi mikdosh la'afuka. Not we're not discussing the kochi bomo, which goyim also have in kuftes vavum medbeis. Now the Gemara b'emes later on in kuftes zayin medbeis, the Gemara says on this halacha that the goyim are allowed to be makiv on the bomo. Says the Gemara, even though a goy can go and have a krovas bomo. But the Yisrael is also lesayoi. The Yid is not allowed to go and help him. Velasi is shlichusoi. And to go and be makiv, b'mokim the goy, he asks him to be makiv on a bomo. A Yid is not allowed to go and be makiv on a bomo. Even the korban of the goy himself has to do the avid on a bomo. And the Yid is also lesayoi. Yisrael also lesayoi. Tosfos over there in Kuf Tezayin Amar Beis asks, that L'chayah, why does the Gemara over there say a Loshen that the Yisrael is also L'sayoy? He is mashma in the Gemara, he's got no Chiyuv Koris, and he has no Chiyuv him if he helps him. It's a Issa, he is not allowed to help him. Asks Tosfos, L'chayah, according to Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, who holds that even on a Kodshi Goyim, there's a Chiyuv Chutz, and if someone's going to be makriv this korban b'chutz, he's going to be chayiv koris, then the Gemara should say much more, that the Yisrael, not just is also l'sayoy, but he's also chayiv koris if he helps him, and he does a maisa hakrov aschutz on the kotchi nochim, like shita sebiyosi in our Mishnah. So why does the Gemara over there say a loshon of Issa, and not a l'chiyuv koris, like shita sebiyosi? Asks the Karen Uyur over there in Tosfos, in Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis, l'chiyuv Tosfos is mamish apela, because like we explained, there's Bemis two parshias over here which a goy has. A goy has a parsha of Akrovas Boma, which is over there, the Gemara discussion, in the last period of Zvachim. And then there's a new din of Kotchi Mikdosh, which is discussed in our sugya from the Ribi of Ish Ish. Now says the Kerneu Lechem Isvara should be that all the Machlaikas of Shimon and Eviyasi in our Mishnah, whether there's a Chiyuv Chutz on the Korban of a goy, is only discussing the Kotchi Mikdosh, which Eviyasi has a Ribi later, Lashem, that is as a kedusha, just like a kotchi Yisrael, memele is chayiv b'chutz. Mashenke in a krovas boma, that goy is makdish something to be koriv on the boma, this korban, he's not chayiv to bring it lepesach oyel moed, and memele, it's a zechayiv shver to say, that if he's going to be makriv this korban b'chutz, he should be chayiv b'chutz, like a b'yosi holds by us, he should be chayiv koris, because there's no chiyuv, and it's not roi lepesach oyel moed, why should he be chayiv b'chutz, on this korban? So l'chayy, the Gemara's loshen over there, osa l'sayoy, is very meduyik. There's no chiyuv koris, because the B.A.C. is only discussing a korban of kotchi mikdosh of a goy. But akrovas boma of a goy, there's no din of the chiyuv chutz. Mamedo, we have to understand, Tosfos kasha, why does Tosfos ask, and takes his Tosfos, l'chayy, takes some pshitas, that even akrovas boma of a goy, is also going to be chayy b'chutz, according to B.A.C., l'chayy, a big chidush. Pashta says a kainaria, Zedova Borer says a kainaria, that l'chayya, the whole din of Ebyosi is only by Kotche Mikdosh and not by Akrovas Boma. So too the Mikdash Tovid, in Simichov Zayin, Sivkotten Tes, the Chazanish, in Kotchim Kama, Simen Mem Aleph, Sivkotten Yudalet, they all ask on Tosfos, that l'chayya, in Korban of a Boma, l'chayya, there's no Chiyuv Chutz, even according to Ebyosi. The Biskirov adds on even more, and he explains that l'chayya, it is not just halacha that he's not chayiv to bring this korban bifnim and memela, it is not roi lepesach o ilmoed. But says the Biskirov, l'chayya, they're two separate hekdeshes. The hekdesh, which a goy is makdish l'gavoya, is totally different than the hekdesh which a goy is makiv to go makdish in order to be koriv on the boma. On the boma, there's a hekdesh even on the balmum. And even on korbanos, which bichlal are not shayich to be brought in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Moshul Avozim and Taran Negoilim, the Gemara over there says, Behemah, Chai of Oif, all these korbanos, even the Oif of Avozim and Taran Negoilim, which bichlal do have any kedusha in the korban of a Kodshi Mikdosh, they could be brought on the Boma. Memeila Lechaira, it's Mavur that these two parashias are two separate kedushas. And Memeila, on this kedusha, which the Goy is Makdish, in order to be Makriv his korban on the Boma, Mehicha Tesa, it should have the din of Chiyuv Chutz of Rabbi Yosi, because it's Bichlal not Roy to come in the Pesach Oyel Moed. Not just he's not Chayiv to bring it, but it's not even Roy, it's a different Kedusha, it's a Avodim Etar Negoilim, it is not Bichlal a Korban, which is Roy LePesach Oyel Moed. Mamele, even if it will be Makdish, a kind of Behemah, which is Roy LePesach Oyel Moed, but L'Chaya, this is a total different Kedusha, which doesn't apply at all the din of Roy LePesach Oyel Moed. Mamela, it's very shver, how could Tosfos say that according to Rabbi Yosi, there should be a Chiyuv Chutz on the parasha of Kotchi Boma of a Goy? This is the question which the Achrinim ask on this Tosfos. Now, even though we said the Biskirov takes on that these two parashias are two separate Kedushas, we see it could bring different behemoths, but the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Yish Pei Zayin, he discusses over there the lav to go and be matil mum bekodshim. One is not allowed to go and make a mum in a korban. Says the Minchas Chinuch that we have to know what happens if a goy was makdish a korban legovoya, and afterwards a yid comes and he wants to go and put a mum in the korban of the goy. Does he have a avir and a lav of a tolas mum bekodshim? Says the Minchas Chinuch that maybe this yid does not have a lav of atolas mum, since the goy, even if he's not going to be makiv the korban begovoya, even if he won't be able now to be makiv the korban inside the mizbeach because it has a mum, but he'll still be able to be makiv the korban outside hakrovas bomo. He has also a parsha of hakrovas bomo, and in hakrovas bomo there's alochi allowed to be makiv even about mum. Memela says Michaschinch, it could be that this Yisrael is not even a lav of Atolas Mum, since it does have a krova still, Bebomo, and says Michaschinch, even though the Goy himself was Makdish the Korban to be Makdish Bifnim, to go and be Koyiv Bifnim in the Mikdosh, but it says Michaschinch Misvoya, if he wants, he could take this same Korban and go be Makiv Bachutz on the Bomo, since he has a krovas Bomo, he has an option of a krovas Bomo. Memela, there's no lav of Atolas Mum. So you see in Mechaschinuch Echidush, that even though we said there's two parshias over here, there's a parsha of Kodshi Mikdosh, and there's a parsha of Kodshi Bomo, but if he wants, he can go and choose, even after the Hekdish, and he's already been Makdishit for Kodshi Mikdosh, he could take this same Korban, and be Makrivit Bachutz, because of, he has a parsha of Akrovas Bomo. Now according to what we explained from the Biskirov, this is not the Aloche. It seems there's a Machlekes over here, between the Mechaschinuch and the Biskayov, you say this thing of Machloikis, in the parsha of Kochi Mikdosh and Kochi Bomo, is it one Kedusha, or is it two separate Kedushas? According to what the Biskayov explains, there's Behemoth two separate Kedushas, there's a Kochi Mikdosh and a Kochi Bomo, and he says that the Kochi Bomo does not have a Chiv Chutz, because it cannot be allowed at all into the Bisa Mikdosh, because it's a different Kedusha, it's a Kedusha which is Chal even on the Balmum, and even on other Korbanos, which Bichlal cannot be brought in the Bisa Mikdosh. And so too the Kodshim Mikdosh have aloche of Chayiv, of Roy, and a Chayiv, Lovi Lepesach Ril Moed. It's a different Kedusha, which has to be Koy Bifnim, and cannot be brought on the Bomo. Masheikin Michaschinuch takes on, that these two parshes are still one Kedusha, and Mamele could take a Korban, which was Makdish, to go and be brought by Mikdosh, and go and be Makiv this same Korban, Bachutz on the Bomo, and Mamela there's no Isav Atolas Mum, since it's Rory to be Makiv on the Akrovas of Bomo. And Mamela, what didn't according to the Michas Chinuch, if you take a Korban on the Bomo, it could go and be Korib Bifnim. And Mamela, you're going to be Chayiv on Chutz, like Tosfos over there explains in Kufta Zayin Amud Beis, because it's all one Kedusha. So Al Kaponim Misir, you say this in your Machlekes, the Michas Chinuch, and the Chir, it's Mavua, like Michas Chinuch, in Tosfos, Kufta Zayin Amud Beis, they take on, that the din, even though Goy has two separate korban hakrovis, he has a korban of a kochi mikdosh, and he has another korban of a bomo, but the kedusha, which is makdish, is one kedusha, and memela it's interchangeable, and he can go and be makiv the bomo bifnim, and memela ad kedei kach toisus holds, he's even chayiv koyis, if he's gonna be makiv this korban, even if it's a kochi bomo, if he's gonna be makiv bachutz, a Yisrael is gonna be makiv bachutz, he's gonna be chayiv koyis, and only a goy, who doesn't have the issa of chayiv chutz, it's not one of the sheva mitzvahs, you have a miut later on in the Gemara, then a goy can be makiv the korban on a bomo, he doesn't have a chiyuv on chiyuv chutz, but according to Rabbi Yosi, then this korban also has a korban of chiyuv koris, and Mamela, Tosfos says, the lashon of the Gemara there is shver, why did it say osel esayon? Masha'ikin the Biskayov takes on, that these two parashias are totally separate kedushas. And the kedusha of bomo has to be koyiv on the bomo, and the kedusha in the mikdosh has to be koyiv in the bisa mikdosh. Now even though the lashon of the Keren Uriah, which we said earlier, in Kufta Zayin Amud Beis is mashma, that he is one big kedusha, but he still holds that there's no chiyuv to go and bring a korban, which the goy was makiv on the bomo, there's no chiyuv for him to go and bring it bifnim. Mamela, it's schwer to go and say that he should be chayiv koris, even if there's only one kedusha, since he's not mechuyiv to go and bring this korban bifnim, and this is what the Keren Uriah asks on Tosfos later on in Kufta Zayin Amud Beis. HaKaponim, we have learned a very yesodis figure, the kudah here going on in the sugya, that our sugya Bemis is discussing the aloche of kochi mikdosh which a goy has. He's nisrabe from ish ish, that he has a korban which could be koriv inside the bisa mikdosh, just like Yisrael. Later on in the last period of Zvachim, he's discussing a different korban, a different akrova, which a goy can have, an akrova on the bomo. And we said the machlikas in the achrinim, if this akrova is Bemis two separate kedushas, or it's one kedusha which is interchangeable, and at kedei kach toisus hold, you're going to be chayv koris according to Rabbi Yosi, even on a korban which the goy was makriv for his boma, which was makdish to be mak koriv on his boma, is also going to be chayv bachutz if Yisrael is going to shech this korban. The Sfasemes in Kufte Zayin on Beis says also a chidush that a goy on the boma bichlal doesn't have to be makdish his korban. And his koriv, even without any hekdish, the only kedusha which he has is only a kedusha if he's makdishit to be koriv bifnim, which we find in our sugya, like Rashi says, it's nadvum legovoya, which was a krova legovoya, not just a krova bachutz. According to the Sfasemes, it's definitely two separate parshiyos, because the koriv which is koriv babomo is not even a kedusha, he bichlal was a makrivit. He bechlaus and makdish the korban. Memela, this korban is definitely not the same kedusha with which we find in our sugya of a kotche mikdosh, which a goy has. Moving further on in the Mishnah, we discuss this din machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi, if there's a chiyuv of shchitas chutz on the korban of a kotche akum. The Biskirov, he says that we have to know the Mishnah is discussing the din of shchitas chutz. But as we know, later on, we'll learn in the last parak of Zvochim, there's a two separate isurim to do avodah b'chutz. There's the isur of shchitas chutz, and there's also a parsha of haloas chutz. It's two different krisis, and two separate parshiyos. There's a din of shchitas chutz, and haloas chutz to be makte or korban b'chutz. The Mishnah by us discusses the din of shchitas chutz. Says the Biskirov, we have to know why it would be the halocha legabe haloas chutz in the korban of a goy. The Biskirov says on Misvore, he would say that even though we have a machlokes by Shchitas Chutz, and Reb Shimon holds that on the korban of a goy yipater, this is only by Shchita. Since Shchita, the reason why a normal korban, if you shech the korban b'chutz, you chayiv, is not because of the avoida which you're doing on the korban, the avoida is ha-shchita. Since Shchita is lav avoida, the Gemara says, there's no avoida of Shchita. The reason why you chayiv, if you do a maisa Shchitas b'chutz, it's because the meiser shchita of the korban is what's mechayiv b'chutz. So on that, Reb Shimon holds that since this korban is not like a kotchi Yisrael, like we'll see soon, Reb Shimon holds miyutim, memela, you're not chayiv on shchitas chutz. Mashenke b'haloas chutz, the chiyuv of haloah normally b'chutz is because of the avoida of haloah, the avoida of haktor. The Gemara says later that you'll be chayiv on any avoida, even if it's not a korban, on a tovas niris, and other haktoyes, other avoidas which are done b'chutz, if it won't be a problem of avoida tamo, then it will be chiyuv mitzad the avoida, which is he's doing, the avoida which has to be done bifnim, he's doing this avoida b'chutz. Memela, halo, which is the chiyuv mitzad the avoida, we won't really care if the korban is not the same hekdish which a Yisrael has. And even though Reb Shimon holds that the kodshei akum does not have a chiyuv mitzad shchitas chutz, but it could be his maskim, the haloas chutz, since the chiyuv is mitzad the avoida, we don't need the korban at all. Memela, he should be chayiv if he does this avoida, which has to be done bifnim, he'll do the avoida b'chutz. This is a svara which Biskirov says, he would say misvara that the machlekes is only by shchita and not by halor. But he says that if we look in Sifri, in Parshas Re'ei, it says that mefurish that Shimon holds that he's potter even on haloas chutz. And it's mevua, as I also meduik in the Lashon of the Rambam, in Maisa HaKobonos, Peikutes, Halocha Tezayin, even though he passes like Rabbi Yosi, but he says that the Machlokes is Bein Bashchita, and Bein Bahaloa, it's Mashma Mefurish, that Shimon hold Yepota, even on Aloa, Tzchutz Chidush, even though Aloa, the Chiyuv is Mitzad the Avoida, or not Mitzad the Korban, but this is also enough for Reb Shimon to patter, because the korban is missing, and the korban of a kotchi akum is not like a kotchi Yisrael, and he's not even chayv on the avoida of the korban of a goy, even mitzad ha'aloh, not just on the shchita. A chidush which is mavur nisufri, and paskin in the Rambam. Moving further on in the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, on the beginning of the sugya, kotchi ovdei kchovim lo inenim ve lo imoy alin, ve ein chayovin aleen mishum pigul noisa ve and Reb Yosi argues, Reb Yosi says, this is the machlokes we have in the Mishnah, and Reb Yosi holds that all of them, you have to be machmish and emem vehem lashem. In the Ikka Yisoid of the Sugya of Kotshi Akum, which we find by us as machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi, there's behemes mevur in Toisus, in Tmura, Gimel Amad Aleph, a very yisoidistig in the kuda to understand the ikish shita of Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi in Kodshei Akum. The Gemara by us says in this braisa that Reb Shimon says there's no meile in Kodshei Akum, and says the Gemara loinenin v'loy moyalim, and the Gemara explains later on loinenin means midrabbonon. There's a iser loinenin, and there's no meile because we learn that from Truman. There's no meile in the Kodshei Akum according to Reb Shimon. Tosfos in Tumur over there in Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there also brings down this Gemara by us. The Tosfos over there, the Ramaschi Loinenin, asks that the Gemara of Yabaz Mavur, that there's no Issa Hanorm in Atoyer, and the whole Issa of Loinenin is only Midarabonon, asks Tosfos, Enochanami, there's a mute from the parish of Me'ila, that there's no Chiyuv of Korba Me'ila, and there's no Malkus of Me'ila, but why should there not be a Issa Kodesh, a Issa Hanorm in Atoyer? We find by korbonis, which do not have a parsha of me'ila before zrika, like a shlomim, which is a kochim kalim, there's no me'ila, and afal pikein, we still say that there's a issa kodesh, you're not allowed to have a nor from the korban, even minatoyah, there's a issa anor. There's a issa kodesh on any kochim, even if it does not have a parsha of me'ila. Me'ila asks Toysvus, and Anuchanami, we have a mute over here on kochi akum, that there's no me'ila, we learn that from Truma, Baal Koponim, there should still be a Issa Hanoah, a Issa Kodesh, Minatayr, and why is the whole Loinenin only Midarabonon? Answers Toysvus, you said, that since we find, according to Reb Shimon, that Kodshi Akum are not Chayiv for the Issurim or Pigul, Noisar, and Tomei, Memele to Svara that Huadin is no Kedusha enough to make a Issa Kodesh Minatayr, and therefore the Gemara says the whole Loinenin is only Midarabonon. Says the Biskirov, over here and also in Tumura, that's Mavur in Tosfos, a very sadistic thing in the Kudda in Shittas Reb Shimon. Normally one would learn that the Shitta of Reb Shimon is that Kodshi Akum is the same Kedusha as a Kodshi Yisrael, it's Nisrabe, in the Pasuk of Ish Ish, who have a Ribui, that a Goy can also be Makdish, a Korban, Kodshi Mikdosh, like you explained, just like a Yisrael could. And it's just Miutim in the Psukim over here telling us that it's different halachas in the Kodshi Akum from the Kodshi Yisrael. But it says in Biskirov is Mavur in Toysvus, that this is another pshat. In Toysvus is Mavur that the din, that there's no Pigel and Noisar and Tomei, are not just Mi'utim in the Korban, but that the Ribui of Ish Ish, the Rabbis, that Goy can also be Makdish, a Korban, Kodshi Mikdosh, this Korban is Be'emes a different Kedusha in Gansen, it's a total different Kedusha. It is not the same Kedusha which Yisrael has. This Nischadish Gevon in the Parsha of Ish Ish, that a Goy can be Makdish, his own Kedusha, it's a new Kedusha which has a Kedusha of Kodshi Akum, which is its own Kedusha and is not comparable to the Kedusha which a Kodshi Yisrael has. And therefore, all the dinim which we find in our Sugya are all the ramifications and consequences since this Kodshi Akum is a different Kedusha. The Kedusha of Kodshi Akum is Nismayit from the Miyutim which we're learning in our Sugya that has different halachas from the Kedusha which the Kodshi Yisrael has. And it's not just Miyutim in the same Kedusha, but it's a totally different Kedusha, it's a different kind of Korban, it's a Korban of a Kodshi Akum, it's not similar to the Korban of a Kodshi Yisrael, and Memela, we learn out from the Sugya, that there's certain differences in this Kedusha, which it doesn't have the Parsha of Pigel, and the Parsha of Noisa, and the Parsha of Tomei. And so too, the Gemara says, it does not have the Parsha of Me'ila. And this is what Tosfos explains, that this is the reason why there's also no Issa Hanorm in Atoyer, because since this Kedusha is different, that we find that this Kedusha is not enough for the Parsha of Pigel, and it's not enough for Noisa and Tomei, Memela we say that this Kedusha does not have Issa Hanorm in Atoyer, Ma'ashein Kein in Kodshi Yisrael, even if there's no Parsha of Me'ila, but the Kedusha is enough to make Issa Kodesh. Ma'ashein Kein, the Kodshi Akum, even though he has a Korban, but it's a different Kedusha, and this Kedusha is not enough to make it Issa Kodesh min Atoyer. So we have learned here, you say this thing in the Kudda, that Reb Shimon's Chiddush is, that the Kodshi Akum, which has a Ribi of Ishish, is a different kind of Korban. He has his own Kedusha, and its own Alochus, because it's a different Kedusha than the Kodshi Yisrael, and Mamela there's other differences also, that there's no Issa Kodesh min Atoyer. Says Reb Iskariov, that Be'emes, this could be the Machlikas, Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi. The reason why Reb Yosi argues on Reb Shimon and he holds the Ichayev, like the Pashas of the Mishnah, Ichayev also on Pigel Nisa and Tomei, is not because he argues on the Miyutim and the Ribuim, but Reb Yosi says, like the Loshon of the Braises, Bekulom and Yoy Lahachmi, because you have a Ribu of Lashem. Says Reb Iskariov, the Pshat in Reb Yosi is that the Ribi of Lashem tells us that the Kolben of a Goy that is Nisrabe as a Ribi of Ish, that he can be neither not the Dovin, the Dorim and the Dovis Ki Yisrael, the Pasuk of Lashem tells us that the Kedusha which he has is exactly the same Kedusha of a Kochi Yisrael, and it's the same Kolben. It's the same Kolben Lashem, just like Yisrael has a Kolben Lashem, so too a Goy can also have this same Kolben and this same Darga of Kedusha. And the Mela holds the Biyasi, there's no Mokim to go and say there should be differences in the Chisrenus Mitzadis Kedusha, since Be'emes it's the same Kedusha, it's the same Kolben which Yisrael has. Memela comes out of the Machlekes of Shimon and Abiyasi is Be'emes a Yisrael's thing of Machlekes in how to look at the Kochi Akum. Do we say that the Ribui which Ish tells us it is its own parasha, its own korban, and its own kedusha, and Memele has its own set of halachas? It doesn't have pigel noisa and tome, it doesn't even have isa and norm in atoyer, only midir abonon. Or do we say that the ribui which a goy has is that it can be makdish and they have the same korban which Yisrael has, and Memele has all the halachas of Yisrael's korban, and you're going to be chayiv on pigel noisa and tome, and so too there's going to be a chiv meila. This is how the Biskirov takes out from the Tetzin and Tumura a machlekes na'avona between a chlekes, Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon. Memele the Biskirov adds on that this could be an answer to what Tosfos asks by us in the Kasha v'Hashoichton. Tosfos d'Vamaschid v'Hashoichton asks that in the Mishnah we find halachas which are not mentioned in the Breisa, and the Breisa there's extra halachas, Nesochim and Tumura, which are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Why, says Tosfos, this is a tamer, why do the Breisa mentions the dinim of Nesochim and Tmura, which are not mentioned in the Mishnah? Explains the Biskirov that it could be that the reason why the Mishnah does not say these dinim of Nesochim and Tmura is because the Mishnah is only discussing the halachas which are consequences from the fact that the Kedusha, according to Reb Shimon, is not the same Kedusha of a Kochi Yisrael. The Korban of a Goy is different in its Kedusha, it's a different Hekdesh than the Korban of Yisrael. And Mamela, these are the Nafkaminas, like Abba Pigel Nisan Tome, and other Alochis, Mashein Kain. The Din of Nesochim, this is not because the Korban of the Goy is different, but this is because the person, the Goy himself, the Gavre, is a different, the Goy who's the Mevi, he is the Chisorian, like Rashi explains, he brings the Sochim if Niatzmoy, he does not have a din to bring the Sochim, and the Mela, this din, since it's not a Nevea, it does not come because of the Chisorian in Hekdesh, it is not mentioned in the Mishnah. So too the din Tmura, the Biskirov explains by Riches, in the beginning of Tmura and Beis Amid Beis, that the Chisorian, the reason why there's no Pasha of Tmura by Goy, is not definitely not because of the Korban, the Kedusha of the Korban, but it's because of the Makdish, the Goy who is Makdish a Korban, that is why there's no Pasha of Tmura, since the Goy himself is not a Bar Tmura, and therefore he is Makdish a Korban, there's no Pasha of Tmura. And the Biskirov explains over there in the Gemara that a Goy who is Makdish, even a Korban for Yisrael, Le escape by Yisrael, which the Kedusha of the Korban is going to be a Kedusha of a Kochi Yisrael, there's also not going to be any Tmura, because the Makdish is a Goy, because the Chisorin is Mitzad, the person himself, who's the Goy, who's Makdish the Korban. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah only mentions differences if the differences are because of the Kedusha of the Korban, and therefore doesn't say the Din of Nesochim and Tmura. But just the Biskirov adds on, Al-Khira, the Mishnah, should have still mentioned the halacha of loyneni v'loymoyalin, which the Breitzer says, because this, as we explained, has to do with the Kedusha of the Korban, and this is b'emes shver why the Mishnah doesn't say. But Tosfos, for some reason, doesn't ask at all from the halacha of loyneni v'loymoyalin. Tosfos only mentions the din of Nesochim and Tmura, and upon him, these two we can understand by saying that these halachas mitzad the Goy, the Gavre, not mitzad the Korban and the Kedusha. Upon him, this is the Yisoides Tegen Afkemina between the Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon is not just miyutim. There's a Majisodes Tegem Achleikas if the Kochi Akum is a different Hekdesh or if it's the same Hekdesh of Yisrael. Now, another point built on what we just explained, that this is a Machleikas, Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon, we find in the Mishnah, as we mentioned earlier, there's also a Machleikas Legabe Shechitas Chutz. If you take this Korban of a Goy, the Kochi Mikdosh, and Yishechtim Bachutz, we have a Machlokes, Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon. Reb Yosi holds Yichai Bachutz, Reb Shimon holds Yipata Bachutz. We have to know if this Machlokes is also the same Machlokes because the Kedusha is different, or it's a new Machlokes. Says the Biskirov that the Rambam in Hilchos Pesuna Mikdoshim, Peyuk Yud Ches, Halacha Chof Daled, he paskins, like all the Halachas which are mentioned in our Mishnah, Pigel, Noisa, and Tomei, he passes like a Pshimon, and he says that Kochi Akum is not chayiv on Pigel, Noisa, and Tomei. This is how the Rambam passes over there in Halacha Chof Dalet. When it comes to the machloikis of Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon in the end of the Mishnah, legabe chiyuv chutz, over there the Rambam passes like Reb Yosi. And he says that if you shech the korban of a goy, bachutz, you're going to be chayiv koris. The Kesem Mishnah Bemis asks that why bichlal the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon b'negea the halacha of Pigel Noisa and Tomei. We know the halacha of the Gemara in Erevin Memvovim and Beis, that we always passes like Reb Yosi b'mokim Reb Shimon. And he brings down a chidush tige pshat from the Yesh Oymim, that they learned that the Reb Yosi is b'emes only chulik on Reb Shimon legabe the chiyuv chutz, but he's moida that the dinim of Pigel Noisa and Tomei do not apply to a kochi akum. A chidush tige pshat in the Mishnah, which the Kesem Mishnah brings down from the Yesh Oymim, pshat in the Rambam. Al koponim, whatever the reason why the Rambam paskind like Reb Shimon by Pigel Noisa and Tomei, and like Reb Yosi by chiyuv chutz, says the Biskayov, it's Muchach in the Rambam, that even though he passed in like Reb Shimon, and he says there's no chiyuv of Pigel Noisa and Tomei, and we explained above that the reason is, because according to Reb Shimon, the Korban is a different Korban than the Korban of Yisrael. It's a different Hekdash, and it's missing in its Kedusha, and Mamela, there's no Din, it's a Hanom in Atoya, and there's also no Chiyuvim on Pigel Noisa and Tomei. Afal Pikein, he still went ahead and he passed in, that if you shech this Korban Bachutz, you're gonna be chayiv. Now, if we say that the machlekes Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon by chutz is the same machlekes which they have legabe Pigel Noisa and Tomei, then there will be no place to go and say that you're going to be chayiv on chutz, even though you're potter on Pigel Noisa and Tomei. Is Bal Kochach, the Rambam must have learned that the machlekes by chutz is its own machlekes, a separate machlekes in the Mishnah, and Mamela, this machlekes he paskin like Reb Yosi that he chayiv by chutz. This is like the Shittim Kubetzes in Ois Aleph. He explains a machlekes legabe the chiyuv chutz that Shimon holds. Your potter, since a goy is potter bachutz, so too a Yisrael is also going to be potter bachutz. Mashin Kine Beauty does not hold of this drasha. Mamela will come out that even though we explained that there's Yisoidistik of machlekes of Shimon and Beauty in the main Mishnah, legabe all the halachas mentioned in the Mishnah, so too in the Breisa, legabe Meila, this is all in the Mishnah, Benigel, Pigel Noisan Tomei, and Meila. Mashin Kine Machlekes, which we find in the Mishnah, legabe the Chiyuv Chutz, this is a new machlekes, and the Rambam differentiates, and he passes like a Pshimon in the first machlekes, and in a Biosi, legabe the second machlekes. Moving further on in the Gemara, at the end of the Braisa, says, Bamedvom Amurim, this whole halacha is Bekotchi Mizbeach, Abba Bekotchi Bedekabayi, Smoyalim Bohem, there is Meila, and the Gemara later on explains, the Gemara brings down the Stin. At the end of the Omer, the Gemara says, my timer. And the Gemara says this is because it's learnt of Truma, and Truma is a Kedushas Haguf, and therefore only by Kedushas Haguf there's no Me'ila. Mashen Kin Kotchi Bedekabayis, there is Me'ila. Rashi explains the Pshat in the Gemara, that when the Gemara says, Bamedvam Ramurim, Bekotchi Mizbeach, this is a continuation of Shittas Reb Shimon, that even if Shimon holds that there's Me'ila in Kotchi Bedekabayis, Reb Shimon's Halacha is only in Me'ila in Kotchi Kedushas Mizbeach, Kotchi Haguf, there's no Me'ila, Mashenkin Reb Shimon's Moida, Bakotchi Bedekabayis. Later on, Rashi also in the Mamaschim Maitaima also explains that the Machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi is only in Kotchi Mizbeach, Kedushas Haguf, not in Kotchi Bedekabayis. But Toisos later on, in the end of the Mamaschil Dumya, so too more clearly in Toisos in Tmura, based on Medbeis, the Mamaschil Bemedvam Mamurim, brings down from the Ri, that the Toisos holds that the Bamedvam Mamurim is not a continuation of Shittas Reb Shimon, but this is the Shitta of Reb Yosi. That even though Reb Yosi argues on Reb Shimon and holds there is Me'ila by Kotchi Akum, but this is only in Kotchi Bedekabayis, but in Kotchi Mizbeach, he holds there's no Me'ila, he agrees to Reb Shimon. Me'ila comes out that the Machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi is by Kotchi Bedekabayis, because by Kotchi Aguf, Kotchi Mizbeach, everyone agrees that there's no Me'ila, and the Machlokes is only by Kotchi Bedekabayis. Now, explains the Biskirov, according to what was explained above in Machlokes Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon, this could also be the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if this din of Bamedvam Amurim, the difference between Kotchi Mizbeach and Kotchi Bedekabayis, is a difference in Shittas Reb Shimon, or if a difference in Shittas Reb Yosi. Because Rashi explains that Reb Yosi who says, B'kulom ani yoreh lahachmeh, he's machmeh by all of them, because it says in Pasuk Lashem, Rashi says that the place where the Torah says this word, Lashem, is a posuk in Pashas Emor, which is in the posuk, which is Marbe, the Ribui, Ish, telling us that a goy can also bring a korban just like a Yisrael. Over there, the posuk ends, Ashe Yakiv Korbonoi Lashem, and over there we learn out the posuk that Lashem tells us that the din of korban goy has a locha of a korban of Yisrael. Masha'inke in the Goyen, in his Pirish Haderes Eliyahu in Pashas Emor, Pirish Chobes Pasuk Gimel, he says that the Lashem which Ebyosi says is a ribui Bakotri Akum is the Lashem which is mentioned earlier in Pashas Emor by the Pasha of Tumah. Over there, there's a word Lashem which we learn out from there that even Kotri Akum is also Nichlal in the Pasha of Tumah, and Mamela, so too, he has the dinim of Noisa and Tom and Pigel, which is learnt out from Tumah, like in Zavu in our Gemara. So he explains the Biskariov that Bemis one can say, this is not just a machlokes, which word Lashem we're using. Rabbi Yossi uses the word Lashem in the Pasha of Ish, or Lashem in the Pasha of Tumah, but there's Bemis, he said this take a difference in the two drushes. In the drasha of Rashi, that Rashi says the word Lashem is in the pasuk of Ish, then this is very well understood according to what we explained earlier, that Reb Shimon is the one who holds that the Kotshe Akum is a different hektish, it's a different kind of korban, and Mameila there's no Chiyo Pigel no Isan Tomei, and there's no Meila, and there's no even Isan Noam in Atayir. And Reb Yossi comes along and says no, because in the pasuk of Ish, says the word Lashem, which tells us that the korban is exactly the same korban, just like a korban of Yisrael, and the Mele has all the halachas of a korban of Yisrael, with its same kedusha and the same hekdush, and the Mele has the same chayma of all the halachas. This is how, according to Rashi, the Gemara can be explained, the machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi, whether the korban is the same korban or not. Masha'inkin, according to the Goyen, who learns that the pasuk of Lashem in Reb Yossi is not in the Pasha of Ish, but it's in the Pasha of Tumah, then Me'emes we can say that Reb Yossi agrees to Reb Shimon's Yisoid, that the Kedusha of a Korban Akum is a different kind of Kedusha, and it doesn't have the same Kedusha and the same Chayma as the Korban of Yisrael. He also agrees that Ish is a new Ribui, telling us it has its own Kedusha. And the whole Machlokes, Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon, is only Legab the Aloch of Tumah, and Mamela, the Pigel and Noisa also, which is learnt out of Tumah. Reb Shimon holds that there's a mute. Masha'inkin Reb Yossi holds that Lashem tells us that the Kotshe Akum, even though it's a different Kedusha, but it still has the Aloha of a Kotshe Yisrael, that it's going to be Chayiv, Mishum Tumah, and so too has the Ribui of the Parsha of a Pigel and Noisa also, which is a Ribui in the Chidush, that even this new Kedusha has the Parsha of Pigel, Noisa and Tomei. Masha'inkin is arguing on the whole Kedusha of the Korban, he agrees that the Kedusha is a different Kedusha, just like Reb Shimon. Mamela, says Biskayov, if Tosfos learns like this Makoyah of the Goyen, that the Pasuk of Lashem is a Pasuk in the Pasha of Tumah, then it's very mavoid, where it can understand very well, this Machlikis Rashi Tosfos, where according to Reb Yossi, there's Me'ila in the Kotshe Akum by Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Mizbeach. As we said before, Rashi learns the Gemara, that Reb Yossi holds as Me'ila, even by Kedushas Mizbeach there's Me'ila, and the Gemara is means a Chiddush in Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon agrees that by Kotshe Bedek Abayis there is Me'ila. Masha'inkin according to Reb Yossi, there's Me'ila everywhere, even by Kotshe Mizbeach. This is Shitas Rashi, who holds that according to Reb Yossi, the Korban of a Goy is a Korban with a Kedusha, just like the Korban of Yisrael, and Me'ila has Kedusha, and Me'ila has Me'ila, even in the case of a Kotshe Mizbeach. Masha'inkin according to the Goyen, who learns that Lashem and Reb Yossi is only in the Pasha of Tumah, Mamela, it can be very well understood that Reb Yossi, since he agrees that the Korban is a different kind of Hekdesh, Mamela, there's no Me'ila in Kedushas Haguf, because this Hekdesh is missing in its Kedusha, just like the Shimon holds there's no Me'ila, so too Reb Yossi holds there's no Me'ila. And the Machlekes and the Chiluk which Reb Yossi says that Babedek Abai says Me'ila, this is extra Chiddush which Reb Yossi has, and he argues on Reb Shimon's mute from Trumah, and Reb Yossi holds that the Bedek Abai there is Me'ila. Comes out that the whole Machlekes between Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon is a little Machlekes in this new Kedusha of Bedek of Korban, of the Kotshe Akum. Is it Nismait? Does it not have the Kedusha for Me'ila in Kotshe Mizbeach, or also in Kedusha's Bedek Abai? But this is all very understood if we say that even Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Shimon that the Korban and the Kedusha is a different Kedusha than the Kochi Yisrael, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no Me'ila or Kaponim in Kedusha as Aguf, in Kedusha as Mizbeach. So this is comes out from to me, Misakim, in the Sugya, that we see in Tosfos in Tumuri Gimel Amud Aleph, that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Be'emes a different Kedusha, and therefore there's different Halachas. In the Biyosi's Shitta, in the Sugya, we have a Machlekes, Rashi, and this Pshat in Tosfos, which is mentioned in Tosfos in Tumuri Beis Amud Beis. Rashi holds that Biyosi disagrees in the Etzem Yisoyid of Rabbi Shimon, and Biyosi holds that Hashem tells us that the Kedusha is exactly the same as the Kedusha of a Korban Yisrael, and therefore has a Me'ila, and therefore has all the other Halachas of a Kochi Yisrael. Mashen Kein Tosfos learns that Hashem is only a Ribui in the Parsha of Tumah, but the Korban and the Kedusha is still different, just like Reb Shimon holds, and they only have a Chiluk and a Machlekes, Benegea, the Prote Dinim of the Kedusha, this new Kedusha of Ish Ish, since the word Hashem is in the Parsha of Tumah, and not in the Parsha of Ish Ish, to tell us that it's the same Kedusha of the Korban Yisrael like Rashi learns. Now moving further on, the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara we discussed above, says the Gemara in Maitaimo, why is there a difference between Kochi Mizbeach and Kedushas Bedek Abayis? Says the Gemara, Kosova, Ki Gomiro Me'ilo, Chitchit Mitrume, Dumio Ditrume, the Kadisha Kedushas Haguf, Avu Kedushas Bedek Abayis, the Kedushas Domim, lo, there's no mute from Truma, and therefore there's still Me'ila by Bedek Abayis. And this is what explained earlier, that is Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, if this Chiluk is a Chiluk in Reb Shimon, or it's a Chiluk in Shittas Reb Yossi, and there's a Nafkemina, that according to Tosfos who learns that this Gemara is going in Shittas Reb Yossi, it'll come out that Reb Shimon holds that Akochi Akum has a mute, even on Kedushas Bedek Abayis also, that there's no Me'ila. If a Goy is Makdish something to Bedek Abayis, Reb Shimon holds there's no Me'ila. This is will come out from Shittas HaTosfos, a Chiddush La'alocha, that there's no Me'ila even in Kochi Bedek Abayis. Now, L'chayra, we have to understand this Tzad, which the Gemara over here discusses, the Gemara needs a mute and a difference from Truma, and Tosfos holds L'maisa, that Reb Shimon holds there's no Me'ila by Kochi Bedek Abayis from a Goy, since a Goy was the Makdish. We have to understand L'chayra, Bishlim by Kedushas HaGuf, There's a difference who the Makdish is, who's the Korban belong to. If the Korban belongs to a Kochi Yisrael, well, the Korban is the Korban of a Goy. But Bedek Abayis, as we know, the Kedusha is a Kedusha of the Momoin. The Momoin is a Kodosh, and this is what causes the Me'ila, his Moil in the Kedusha of the Momoin of Hektish. So L'chayra, in Bedek Abayis, there should be no difference who was the one who was Makdish, the Momoin, to Bedek Abayis. At the end of the day, the Bedek Abayis, they own the money. Hektish owns this money, and this is the cause why there should be Me'ila if someone has Anor from the money of Hektish. Why should there be a difference if the Goy was Makdish the Momin, or Yisrael was Makdish the Momin? L'chayra the Me'ila is because of the fact that the Momin belongs to the Hektish. And by Bedek Abayis is l'chayra very hard svara to understand that a Goy is Makdish l'Bedek Abayis, there should be no Me'ila, which Tosfos holds l'maisa, Reb Shimon holds that a Goy is Makdish l'Bedek Abayis, there's no Me'ila. I mean, we do find in Bedek Abayis also there's different halachas for the Makdish. The Moshel, if he's poida the Hektish, he has to be Moisif Chumash. There's other halachas which are negiah to the Makdish, but l'chayra these are all dinim mitzad the hilchas, Maisa Hektish in the Makdish, he has to be Moisif Chumash if he's poida. But there's no difference, inherent difference, in the Etzim Gufa Hektish, in the Kedusha which is here on the Momoin, and l'chayra in this Momoin, it's hard to understand why a Goy, who's Makdish, there should be no Me'ila. But Be'emes, the Achrinim already discussed, which is already in the Kseis HaChoshen, in Simirish Sivkot and Aleph, a very sadistic Nekuda, which he takes out from a famous Ramban in Baba Basra, Ayin Tesamed Aleph. The Gemara over there in Baba Basra says that if someone's Makdish, a boy in his Chotzer, he's Makdish Lebedek Abayis, and later on he rains into the boy, and now the boy is Monei Mayim. Says the Gemara over there, there's Me'ila on the boy, but there's no Me'ila on the Mayim, which is in the boy, which only came after the person was Makdish the boy. Says the Ramban, that they all who say, which is Shittas Rashbam and Shittas HaTosfos, over there in Baba Basra, Ayin Tesamed Aleph, that the reason why there's no Me'ila on the Mayim, which come into the boy later, is because the Hekdash is not Koina the Mayim, because Hekdash do not have his Kenyan Chotzer. Hekdash, The reason why kinichotze is midin yad, and in yad, and memela there's no kinichotze to hektish, they don't have a zasot kinyan, and memela there's no kinyan, on the mayim there's no meila. But says Ramban, that no, he disagrees, he holds that be'emes, hektish does have a kinyan chotze, and hektish is koina, the mayim which is in the bori, and afa pikein is no meila. If someone has a nor from this mayim, there's no pasha of meila on the mayim, says Ramban Yisoid, because even though Hektish was koina the mayim, there's still no meila since there was zeicha memeila. The kinyan to the hektish was done memeila, and memeila, therefore, there's no parsha of meila. Explains the ktsois, in their simurish, they've got an aleph, that the svar of the Ramban is, that the din meila which we find is not holui only on the momin of hektish if it belongs to hektish, but there's also needs a kdushas peh. Only if someone's makdish something bepeh with his mouth, and this is the way the momin became kodosh, then if someone's nene from the money, there's a meila, pasha of meila. Masha'inkin, if hektish or zeicha in the mayim through kinyan chotze, but there was no kdushas peh, no one was makdish the mayim, it was a kinyan memeila. Since it was in their chotze, the boy is their chotze, and therefore they were koina the mayim, there's no parsha of meila since there's no kedushas peh. Says the Ktzois, he has a raya to the Ramban, that for the parsha of meila we see, we need a kedushas peh, is from our Gemara. Because we see in our Gemara there's a machlekes, a pshumen and a b'yosi, where there's meila in the parsha of kochi akum. Says the Ramban, says the Ktzois, that if we're going to say that the reason why there's meila by Kotchim is because it belongs to Hekdesh, then what should be the difference between Kotchi Akum and Kotchi Yisrael at the end of the day? It belongs to Hekdesh. Says the Ktzois is Muchach from the Algemor, like the Ramban holds, that the Pasha of Me'ila needs a Kedushas Peh, and Me'ila, since over here the Goy is one who makdish it, a Goy's Kedushas Peh is not enough, and this will be like a boy molly mayim, which the hekdesh is zeicha, memeila, me'atzmoi, me'eleo. This is not enough for the parsha of me'ila, since there was no kedushas peh, and so too even the goyos makdish is also missing in the kedushas peh, and the pshimen holds, therefore there's no me'ila, and like we said from Tosis, even in Bedek Abayis. So this is how the Ktzois explains our sugya, apida Ramban, that the reason why there's no me'ila over here, even though hekdesh owns the money, but there's a need of a kedushas peh for a parsha of meila. In any other case, we look at the case, in the case where the goy is makdish it, like hektish was zeicha, bekinin chotze memeila, and therefore there's no parsha of meila. Similarly, another ride, Oy Someach, in meila, perikei brings the Gemara in Nidom, Mevov and Mitbeis, the Gemara over there is discussing a loch of mufla, a samach leish, that even if we hold he has a koyach to be makdish minatoyer, but his korban and his hektish, even bedek abayis, there's not going to be a parsha of meila. There's no korban meila. Says the Yisameach, even though the hektish owns the money and owns the korban, afal pikein, since the mufla does not have a koyach to go in his peh, to go and be makdish like a godoil mamish, like someone who's ready a godoil, memeila, there's a chisorin in his kedushas peh, and there's not enough to go and make him richayev a korban meila, even though hektish owns the money. A chidush din, that hektish owning the money is not enough for meila, we need always a kedushas peh. This is what the Ktzois brings from our sugi also, a raya to this Yisoid of the Ramban. And Achiezer, Ebchaim Oizer, in Yerideas, and Memheo, it's Aleph, he's Mayrich, and this Yisoid, and he says that maybe it's different by Kedushas Bedek Abayis and Kedushas Aguf, like he explains later on also, in Chele Gimel, Simen Samach Zayin, that maybe this Svar of the Gemara is only by Bedek Abayis. There's a difference between the Makdish is a Goy, and the Makdish is a Yisrael. We need Kedushas Peh, because Bedek Abayis, the reason why there's Me'ila is because of the Momoin, and therefore the Momoinus is not enough to go if there's no Kedushas Peh, even though the Momoin belongs to Hekdesh, just like it belongs by Yisrael. Mashenkin the Me'ila, which we find by a Kotche Mizbeach, over there the Me'ila is not because of the ownership, which Bezdin and the Hekdesh own the money. The reason is because it's Oymed L'mitzvosoi, it's Oymed for its purpose, what it's going to be doing, and therefore even by Kotchi Akum is also Oymed L'mitzvosoi, and it won't be enough to be Mamayit because of the Kedushas Peh of the Yisrael, of the Goy, and Mamela, therefore the Chiluk which we find is by Bedek Abayis. Al-Koponim is also this Yisoid of the Ktzois from the Ramban that is the din of Kedushas Peh, Al-Koponim by Bedek Abayis, and a Goy is like the same darge of a chotzer, which is no kedushas peh. A more varichus also is a bechonon in Baba Basra, in Kovitz Shurim, Oisrish Tzadikei is very marich on the Ramban, on the Ktsis Dimion of the Ramban, to our Sugya of Kodshi Akum. Moving further on in the Gemara Nomid Beis, the Gemara says that Goy does not have the parasha of Ritzu Tzitz if the dam became Tomei. It says the Gemara Bein Beshoigig, Bein Bemezid, Loi Hurtze. And the Gemara explains that this is even according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that there's a ribu of Lashem, Bekulam and Yirei Lahachmi. But the Gemara's Maskona Elom Ravashi over here, Rabbi Yossi will also agree that he does not have the parasha of Ritzu Tzitz, because the Pasuk says, L'Rotzin Lohem, Ve'oivdei Krichovim, Lav B'nei Harzor Ninu. Rashi explains, Eno B'nei Harzor LaKodesh Baruch Lohem, She'eno Mitzratz Elohem, there's no Harzor to the Goy, and therefore he is not Nichlal in the parasha of Ritzu Tzitz, and Mamela Bein B'Shegig Bein Mamezei Lo Yehurtze. We find a very interesting Hagoyes or Shri in Baba Basra, the beginning of Baba Basra in Perik HaShutzvin, Simen Lamed Vov. He says that he asked his Rebbe, in the Gemara over there is Mavur, that Goyim are not allowed to aim Mekablim Tzedokah from the Goyim. We don't take any Tzedokah from Goyim. We don't want them to have the Ritzui and have the Kapora through the Tzedokah, Mamela aim Mekablim Mehem. He said that he asked his Rebbe, Rebbe Avrom, why do we find in our Sugya that Kodshi Akum, there's a Riboy of Ish, that they could bring the Dorim and Nadovis, they could bring Korbonos. L'choyer, if we find that they're allowed to bring Korbonos in the Bisham Mikdosh, Kol Shekein, we should allow them to bring Tzedakah, which should seem, L'choyer, much more lenient, we should be more lenient to bring Tzedakah, if we even allow them to bring Korbonos in the Bisham Mikdosh. And he says over there, they asked his Rebbe, Rebbe Avrom, and Rebbe Avrom told that Goy Sashri, that is a difference, because in the Dorim and the Dovis, Einon Lechapeloi. They're not coming for the Kaporia for him, therefore we allow the Goy to go and bring the Dorim and the Dovis Korbonos in the Beis HaMikdosh. Mashenkin Tzedokah, which is going to be for him a Kaporia, we do not allow the Goy, and Ein Mekablim Tzedokah Min HaGoyim. Explains the Yitzchok Elchonon, Spectre, in his Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchok, the first Tshuva, Ur Chaim Simen Aleph, that you see from Rebbe Avrom, from this Agoy Soshri, that Pshat in our Gemara by us, which says that Agoy Lav B'nei Arzor Ninu, does not mean that it's only a miut in the parish of Ritzui Tzitz, that the Ritzui of the Tzitz doesn't go on the Goy. But it means the Gemara over here is saying that Agoy, even when he brings his Korban, and the Korban is a Korban which is kosher, he doesn't need any Ritzui of the Tzitz because the dam became Tomei. Even in a case where the Korban is a Korban kosher, also the Korban is not at all Mechaper, and it's not Meratzeh at all for the Goy. A Korban of Yisrael, every Korban brings a Ritzui, a Kapora, Mashenkin, a Kodshei Goyim, Kodshei Akum, they have got Zchus to bring a Korban in the Beis HaMikdosh, but there's no Arzor, like Rashi says, that there's no Arzor at all to the Goyim. And the Mela explains the Agoy Sashri, that this is the difference between Tzedakah and Korbonos. Korbonos, they are allowed to bring, since it's just as chus for them, but it's not going to be meratzeh, there's no haritzor, and there's no kapora. Mashenkin Tzedakah, inherently, every person who gives Tzedakah, it's mechapeh, it's as chus for him, and he gives him a ritzui, and therefore he mekablim Tzedakah mehem, even though they bring Korbonos, since the Korban is not bichlal oila for the person, for the bailim of the goy, and memela, we allow them to bring Korbonos. Explains Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon that with this we can answer the very famous question of the Ponim Meiris in his Tshuva Chilek Beisim and Kuf Yutes. The Ponim Meiris, it's a very Yesodus Gashayla. The Ponim Meiris asks that we find a few places in Shas, one of the Nedorim, Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, so too in Kedushin Chav Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara many times clears a Shayla, Nahalocha, that Koyanim or Makriv, the Korbonos of the Israelim in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Gemara asks if the Koyanim or Shluchei Didon, they're the Shluchim of the Bailim of the Korbonos, or the Shluchei Derachmona, the Shluchim for the Ebishter, but it's not cool that they're being the Shliach of the person of the Bailim of the Korban. And the Mela, Nafkemina, the Gemara explains, is for Muda Anor. If someone is Muda Anor from the Koyan will still be able to be Makriv this Korban, because it's Shluchei Derachmona. And the Gemara discusses Bariches and brings Rayas, whether the Koyanim are Shluchei Didon or Shluchei Derachmona. Asks the Ponim Meiris, that L'choyer from our Gemara, from Kodshi Akum, from the fact that we find that the Koyanim are allowed to be Makriv, the Korban of a Goy, now a Goy doesn't have any Shlichas at all, ain't Shlichas La'akum. Memela Bal Kochach, we have to say that the Shlichas, which the Koyanim are being Makriv, the Korban of the Goy, is Shluchei Derachmona. So why does the Gemara over there not bring any raya from the fact that it's Kodshi Akum that we find that the Kohenim are Shluchi Derachmona and not Shluchi Didon? Says Bitzchok Elchonon that according to what we said just now from Agos Hashia, who learns our Gemara, that the din of Lav B'nei Arzor is not just referring to the Tumah in the case where we need the Tzitz, but the Iker Korban is not Bichlal Koriv for the Goy, for the Bainim of the Goy, and it's not Oila for him at all, it's not Meratze him, and there's no Kapora. Memela, we don't need at all that the Korban should be Koriv for the Goy, and therefore, in the case of a Korban Goy, we don't need the Koyan to be a Shliach of the Bailim of the Goy, since it's not Koyri for him at all, and Memela, in this case, there's no Shaila in this, it doesn't go in Bichlal into the Sugya of Shliches. The whole Sugya Sagamore over there is only discussing a case of Shliches where we need that the Korban should be Koriv for the Bailim. There there's a Shaila if the Korban is Koriv for the Bailim of the Israel, Shluchi Didon, or Shluchi Derechmona. Now interesting, we find in the Chishek Shloime, in his Agoyes and Menoches, Ayin Gimel Omed Aleph, he also brings down this question from the Ponim Yiris, and he says that the Divrei Chaim on Chishek Mishpat answers that the Gemara by us is Mavur, like we just said from the Be'er Yitzchok, that there's no Arzor, and therefore, it's not Koriv, the Korban or the Goy, is not brought for the Goy, for the Bailim, and we don't need any Shlichas at all. Says the Chishek Shloime, that the Gemara is not Mavur, Ad Kdei Kach, that there's no Arzor at all. The Gemara is only discussing in a case where the Korban became Tomei, where we need the Ritzu of Tzitz, and on that the Gemara says, Lav B'nei Arzor. But in the case where the Korban is Kosher, then Lo'ilom, the Korban is Koriv for the Goy, and the Goy has a Kapora, which is Mashma, says the Chishek Shloime, in the Gemara, beginning of Tmura. The Gemara over there says that one Goy can be Mafrish a Korban, Lehiskape B'chaveroi a Goy. You see that the Korban is working to go and give a Kapora to a different Goy, is Mashma, that there is a Kapora going on over here. Memela, says the Chishek Shloime, the Chirah Gemara is only referring to the case where the dam became Tomei. Now, Be'emes, we said that the Goy Sashri is Mavur Lechir already, like the Divrei Chaim took on, that the Hatzor over here, La B'nei Hatzor Ninu Atul, even in the case of a Korban Kosher. And the Ve'evin Ozul, the Bissa Zalman in Psula Mikdoshim, Perik Aleph, Halach Lamed Daled, he explains that even though the Gemara, beginning of Tmura, says there's a Loshen Liskape B'chavir Goy, it could be there's only a Kapore Mikufya, there's some kind of Schus for Yaz, but there's not a real Kapore, and Mamela, we don't need the Pash of Shliches, and so too the Gemara La B'nei Arzor Ninu, even in the case of a Korban Kosher. Now there is a big Achriches on this Shaila, the Ponim Iris is Kasher, we find in many Achrinim discuss the Shaila, the Maritel Gazi in Ilchus Bechiris, Perik Aleph Simin Zayin, so too the Chasam Seifer has a Tshuva in Yerideh Simin Shichof Aleph, and the Dvar Avrom in Chelek Aleph Simin Tetzvav is Gimel. They all discuss this Shaila if there's a Raya from Kodshi Akum to the Nidin of Koyanim Shluchi Didon or Shluchi Derachmona. Ebekve Ege in Ksubes Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, he brings down from his son Ebshleime Ege, that he says that the reason why there's no Rai from Kodshi Akum to the Shaila of the Gemara is because the Gemara's Shaila does not mean that the Koyanim are Shluchi Didon only. The Gemara knows that the Koyanim are also Shluchi Derachmona. The Gemara's Shaila is, are they also Shluchi Didon and Memelo be Osir for Muda Hanor? But the Gemara knows that they are also Shluchi Derachmona, and therefore this is enough for Kodshi Akum. The Gemara's Shaila is, are they also Shluchi Didon? This is a discussion in Pshat in HaGemara, which the Achrinim discussed by Arichas, what the Shaila of the Gemara is. Al Koponim, this Yisoid, which the Agos Hashri is Mavur in our Gemara, that they don't have Bichlal Arzor, we find in the Zera Avrom, interesting Nekuda, one more Nekuda, in Simon Chof, his Yutes, he brings down from Menachem Zember, that Rabbi Nachman Zember said that even though we know always Kodshim besides Menoches are allowed to be brought b'shutfes, two Yisraelim together can bring a Korban, but he says that it's mistaber that a Yisrael and a Goy should not bring a Korban b'shutfes, and he can't bring such a Korban together. Because we see in our Gemara that the Goy doesn't have any Arzor, there's no Meratzah for the Goy at all. Memela, it's a different kind of Akrova. Memela, Yisrael and a Goy together cannot bring one Korban b'shutfes. This is a gebot on what we just said now, that the Hatzor in our Gemara is even a Korban Kosher. It's not at all Kori for the Goy, it's not Kori for the Bailim, and therefore they cannot bring a Korban Mishutfis. Now, according to what we explained earlier from the Biskerov, in the whole Sugya, that Reb Shimon's Miyutim of Pigal Noisar and Tomei are not just Miyutim, but there's a difference, Be'etzem, in the whole Hektish, that the whole hektish of a kotchi akum is a different kind of kedusha than a kotchi Yisrael is poshet, that a Yisrael and a goy will not be able to bring a korban together since it's two different hektishes, and memela they will not be able to bring a korban mishutves, like Menachem Zember says from our Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.